好，时间关系，我们就准时开始。
So we'll start on time.
请我们预备心，同心默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts and say silent prayer.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share my testimony.
先接我们上一段。
I'd like to continue from part one.
所以我刚才花那么多时间在解释我这个人啊，之前真的是很差劲。以属灵的角度来看
，I spent a lot of time just now explaining to you what a terrible person I used to be.
就印证了旧约圣经箴言十章的第一节说，愚昧之子使母亲忧伤。
This confirms what's stated in Proverbs chapter 10 that a foolish son brings much sorrow to the mother.
我们自以为很聪明，很有智慧。
We may think that we are very smart and wise.
事实上，真的从哥罗西书所说那上头来的智慧来判断的话
，But according to Colossians, if we are judged according to the wisdom from above,
其实是很愚昧的，很自以为是的。
We are actually very foolish and conceited.
所以我之前正是这样子的人。
That was the kind of person I used to be.
也因此，如果神不用一些特殊的手段呢？我是没办法得救的。
Had God not used some special ways to lead me, I could not have come to be saved.
时间关系就不翻经文，所以正如希伯来书十一章所写的经文
，As stated in Hebrews chapter 11,
十二章啦
，in chapter 12.
那你说哈，我们生身的父尚且管教我们
，Where it says that our fathers, our earthly fathers, discipline us.
这一节我们来看一下好了，然后比较有印象。我觉得我的见证就是这一句做总结啦。
Maybe we can read it for a deeper impression, and this describes my testimony quite well.
我们请看新约圣经希伯来书十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十二章八节。
Hebrews 12:8.
管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。第九节。
Verse 9.
再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？第十节。
10.
生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。十一节。
11.
凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经念过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。Amen. 我觉得我这个见证啊，目前为止都是算管教。
What I've just shared with you is actually the chastening of the Lord.
那衔接刚刚啊，那个教会的传道来拜访我，提出一些稀奇古怪的问题之后，他就离开了。
To continue my story, after I asked those strange questions to the pastor, he left.
如果以访问来说，那到底是成功的访问还是失败的访问，我也不知道，因为我并不打算去教会啊。
I don't know if it was considered a successful visitation or not because I did not plan to go to church.
而且那一阵子每半个月一次的检查对我来说都是折磨。
And every time we go to the hospital for an exam, it was a torture.
然后我本来说我很讨厌那种随时在流眼泪的，有没有？
Didn't I tell you that I was disgusted with Christians who always cry on TV?
结果不知道为什么，就在那一段期间啊，我只要看到电视上任何一个新闻有不幸的消息。
But for some reason, during that time, whenever I watched news about some misfortune on TV,
我新闻看不完欸。
I could not continue watching.
我一看到有不幸的画面，只要看十秒钟，我关掉，我可以哭二十分钟，不晓得为什么。
Even just for 10 seconds, I would have to turn off the TV and I would cry for 20 minutes.
就觉得世上怎么充满这么多悲情跟无奈的事情呢？
I felt that life is filled with so much grief and agony.
真的有神吗？神会允许这样的世界存在吗？
Is there really a God? How can God let such a world exist?
我的问号越来越大。
I had more and more questions.
可是那时候我又否定我太太的宗教，我又不晓得哪一个是真的能帮助我的神。
I also did not agree with my wife's religion, so I had no idea Who is God?
可是我的心已经在变了。
But my heart was changing.
为什么？因为靠人的医学、人的能力就只是这样子而已。我当然要寻求更高的能力呀。
Because if medical technology can only go so far, I need a higher power.
所以无形当中，我又翻了两三次圣经，我就开始尝试跟这个耶稣说话。
So I started turning by the pages of the Bible, and I tried to speak to Jesus.
因为我还没到教会。我妈妈讲的我都没在听，所以我不知道怎么祷告啊。
because I never pay attention to what my mom said to me about the church, so I didn't know how to pray.
我只记得那十几天当中，我每天都跟耶稣讲很多话，每一次都是这样子开始的。
But I remember during those 10 days or so, I would speak to Jesus, talk with Jesus every day, and this was how I would speak.
说耶稣啊，耶稣，听说你是神，如果你真的是神的话，请听我说。我每一次都是这样子开始的。
During every prayer, I would say, Jesus, Jesus, I heard that you are God. If you are God, please listen to me.
所以大家要知道，我们的宗教不是念咒语的宗教，没有说哪一个字哪一句一定要怎么样才可以。
Our faith is not about chanting a certain formula.
我每次都这样子跟他开始讲，都觉得好多话一直跟他讲，可是我后来发觉他都不回应我。
You could just speak to God freely, and that's how what I did. But I noticed God never gave me an answer.
我这辈子没有跟人讲过那么多事情，包括我太太跟妈妈。
Never in my life had I spoken so much from my heart to anyone, including my wife and my mom.
可是到有一天呐、啊，我真的内心就不满了，所以我现在先要讲了哈。
But one day, I became a bit upset.
至大的神甚至会利用我们的无知跟不满来引导我们。
But let me tell you, our Almighty God sometimes will guide us using our ignorant ways and thoughts.
我们全部在他的掌握当中哦。如果你可以理解的话，你要想想看哦。
We are all in God's control.
所以他也利用我的不满。
But God can make use of my anger.
吃完晚餐之后，我就觉得再回去工作，我也是满心忧虑。
One day after work, I felt that even if I go back to work,
而且我那边一堆员工在帮我赚钱，我老板也不用出现，对不对
？I would be still filled with sorrow and grief, and besides my employees,
所以我就决定要我的女儿四岁大女儿说，跟爸爸出去骑摩托车兜兜风。
So I said to my four-year daughter, why don't you go, come with me, come with daddy, and we'll go for a ride.
你们很难理解，因为在这里都没有看到摩托车啊，都是汽车啊。台湾很多摩托车啊。
I don't know if you've ever seen a moped before, but there are lots of mopeds in Taiwan.
说骑个摩托车出去兜兜风，春天呐、啊，会风吹一吹，心情会不会比较好一些
？So I took her out on a moped ride, to see if I would feel better, getting some fresh air.
结果在那路上骑车。我的内心还是一直在跟耶稣讲话，他还是都不回答我。
And I was riding on the street, I continued to speak to Jesus from my heart, but he did not give me any answer.
我突然想到说，哎，是不是因为我不够礼貌，所以他不理我
？So I thought maybe I'm not polite enough to Jesus, that's why he's not talking to me.
因为我这样随便跟他讲话，如果他是神，他可能也不高兴啊。
If That's how I talk with him. He is God. Maybe he would not be happy with the way I talk with him.
因为我不认识耶稣，我就这样乱想，你晓得吗？
Because
我的无知嘛。
I didn't know Jesus. I just spoke with him very freely.
所以我就照我的观念说，哎，神明都住在庙里面。
Then I thought, well, look at the gods. They live in the temples.
啊，佛也住在佛寺里面啊。
The Buddha lived in his own temple.
那耶稣哈、哦，可能这样讲不礼貌，我要去他那边。公司或住家拜访他。
Maybe it's not polite for me to talk to Jesus so freely. I should go visit Jesus where he lives.
我那时候没有那种神是无所不在的观念，我认为耶稣可能住在基督教的会堂里面。
I didn't know that God was all present. I thought that Jesus lived in the Christian church.
对，那个时候我马上有这个念头，我一边骑摩托车我就开始在找。
So as I was riding the moped, I looked around for a church.
结果找到第一个会堂，哎。全部都门窗都没有开，门是锁着的，那就算了。
I passed by the first church, the doors were locked, the windows were closed.
我骑骑骑，又经过第二个基督教的会堂，哇，里面门窗都开，灯都开着，可是里面有一堆人，我也不想进去。
I passed by the second church, the door was wide open, but there are so many people in there, so I didn't feel like going.
因为我是要去找耶稣的，我不希望被人家打扰。
Because I just wanted to talk to Jesus, I didn't want to be bothered by church people.
这时候骑骑骑，突然骑到一个很大的会堂，
I continued riding.And came to a very large church.
电灯全部打开，门窗全部打开，更重要是里面一个人都没有。
The doors were open. The lights were on in the chapel, and there was no one in the chapel.
我心里面突然想说啊，就是这一间了，我要进去拜访耶稣。
I said, "This is the place. I will go in and talk with Jesus."
可是我一想，哎，不对哦，穿着洋鞋啊，要有礼貌，我要回去穿袜子、穿西装裤、穿皮鞋再来拜访他。
But then I was in my slippers. I thought I better go back and change to something more formal.
然后我跟我女儿说，哎，跟爸爸回去穿礼貌一点，再来找耶稣。你知道我女儿说什么吗
？I said to my daughter, "Let me go back and get dressed more formally." What did she say?
欸、爸爸阿嬤都带我来这间玩呢。
She said, "Grandma always takes me here to have to play."
我也不管啦、啊，我不知道，我那时候不知道这句什么意思，都随便啦、啊。我就回去穿整很整齐，再骑摩托车载她来。
I didn't know what she meant. I just went back home, get dressed, come back.
然后进去的时候，因为我家离那边有点近啦、啊，来回十分钟就好了。
It was only about a 10 minutes ride from my home.
刚好里面还没人，我就进到那个大会堂最后最角落的地方就坐下，最后一排。
No one was in the chapel. I just went and sat down on the last pew.
我坐下来其实也没有跪，我就低着头开始跟耶稣讲：“耶稣，耶稣，听说你是神，如果你真的是神，请听我讲话。”
I didn't kneel down to pray. I just closed my eyes and said, "Jesus, Jesus, if you are God, please listen to what I have to say."
你知道那个祷告一认真起来，时间怎么过的都不知道，那满脸泪水了。
I was so focused in my prayer. Time just passed so quickly, and I was all.In my all teary.
怎么突然觉得旁边有声音？我眼睛一睁开啊。
Then I heard a voice next to me, and I opened my eyes.
我两边都坐了人。
I noticed that on my left and my right were people.
因为大家都习惯往后面开始坐嘛，对不对？
Because people like to sit from the back.
然后我就想说，我一个大男生的满脸泪水，旁边又不认识，我就不太好意思站起来马上走。
I was very shy because I was all in tears and I didn't want to get out just like that.
诶，怎么过没多久，上面就锵就开始要聚会了。
Then I heard the bell from the podium and it was time for service.
既然这样被夹着，所以后来我跟福音组的说、哦、要把慕道者夹好、哦、
But I was sandwiched between two people. That's why I start teaching evangelical teams. You must sandwich truth seekers.
我想说反正我有老板也不用回去嘛，我就继续坐着看他们在做什么。
Since I didn't have to go back to work, I figured I might just stick around and see what they are doing.
上面又唱诗，又悟性祷告，又讲道、啊、其实我都没有在听，完全都没有在听。
They sang hymns, they had a prayer in understanding, and they started speaking sermon. I didn't hear any of it.
所以后来我在台湾啊，训练领会人员的时候，我又说哈、哦，讲道尽本分就好，我们也没那么重要。
So sometimes I would tell sermon speakers, you just do your best because you're really not that important.
那到底是什么重要？我告诉你，圣灵动工最重要。
What is most important is the work of the Holy Spirit Himself.
这就是我们祷告的目标，要圣灵动工啦、啊，其他都也好，不是最重要，是其次而已啊。
We need to pray so that the Holy Spirit may inspire our visitors.
我坐在那最后，我根本都没有在听上面在讲什么，我一直内心在跟耶稣讲话。
I was sitting in the back. I couldn't really hear what was spoken on the pulpit. I just continued to speak to Jesus from my heart.
我在讲什么？我跟他说。耶稣，我都来了，你为什么不让我看？你让我看一下，我就相信你是神。
I said, Jesus, I have come to your church. Just let me see you, and I will believe.
他不出现。
But he didn't show himself.
我的标准降低了。
And I lowered my standard.
我说，听说你的手下是天使，派一只出来给我看，我就相信你是神。
I said, why don't you send one of your angels and show me, and I will believe you?
没有天使。我的标准又降低了。
I didn't see any angels, so I lowered my expectation again.
我说听说你的手下身上都是毛啊，羽毛掉一根飘下来给我看到就好，我就相信你是神。
Why don't one of your angels one of his feathers fall off his wings, and I will believe?
所以整个聚会我就是一直在盯着天花板，我内心就是在讲这些，也没有羽毛掉下来、啊。
So during the whole service, I looked at the ceiling intently to see if a feather will fall off from the sky.
因为主耶稣在等我最后的动作。后来我就想，哎，怎么上面又锵一下？然后讲了一些什么东西，说要到前面祷告了，请到前面祷告了。
But then suddenly the speaker rang the bell again and said, "Everyone, please come forward to pray if you would like to pray for the Holy Spirit."
我一听到前面祷告，大家都开始站起来走出去的，我心里面怎么想
？And everyone got up to go to the front to pray.
我无知的想法，神用我的无知引导我说。啊！我在后面不礼貌，他在前面，我要到前面来找他。
My ignorance told me that, well, since Jesus must be way in the front, so I better go to the front to speak with Jesus.
所以我就走，跟着走到前面跪下来了。大家开始祷告了。
So I followed the crowd, went to the front of the chapel, and prayed with everyone else.
哇！那时候我听见旁边都是那种灵言，好像大水的声音。
And I heard people around me speak in tongues. It was a very loud and powerful sound.
我就想说，这该不会就是我在圣经或者我妈妈讲那种灵言祷告吧？因为我妈妈也没有圣灵啊。
I wonder, could this be what the Bible says, speaking in tongues? Even though my mom had not received the Holy Spirit yet.
我突然有一个想法说，哇，那这些人都有圣灵，这些人一定就是圣经里面讲的义人。
So I said, these people have the Spirit of God. They must be the righteous people that I read about in the Bible.
他们每个人如果愿意花两秒钟，两秒钟就好，为我太太祷告，不晓得有多好。
If each of them can spend only 2 minutes praying for my wife, how wonderful would that be?
因为义人所发的祷告是大有功效的。
Because the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
可是其实那时候我根本不知道，他们已经为我们家祷告快半个多月了，我不知道。
But I didn't know at the time. Actually, the church had been praying for my family for.
然后我只记得我跪在那边。根本也没有在求圣灵，我只在想三件事。
As I was kneeling there, I wasn't praying for the Holy Spirit. I could only think about three things.
从结束到后来，这三件事一直重复三四次。
And these three things kept resurfacing in my mind.
那时候台湾有那个 SARS 瘟疫刚过啊。
It was just
20年前啊。
The SARS epidemic in Taiwan was just over at the time.
死很多人，所以我说。耶稣，如果你真的是神，这些人那么可怜，你可以不要让他们这样子死掉吗？这是第一件事。
Many have died from SARS at that time, and I said to Jesus, Lord, these people are so pitiful. Can you please spare their lives?
第二件事情，那时候波湾战争刚过。
The second thing I prayed about was the Persian Gulf War that had just ended.
我有时候看到电视上那些伊斯兰的儿童啊，断手断脚躺在病床上。我画面一关掉，我可以哭半个小时。我觉得他们好可怜。
Whenever I saw on TV how little children died and were crippled by during the war, I felt so much pity for them.
我跟耶稣说，如果你真的是神，为什么要让这些异教儿童受痛苦呢？
I said to Jesus, if you are really God, why do you let these children suffer?
你救救他们好吗？
Please save them.
我替他们死，我替他们下地狱，让他们得救好吗？
What if I die for them or even go to hell for them? Can you please save them?
那第三件事。
The third thing I prayed about.
我说我女儿需要妈妈。
Was I said, my daughter needs mom.
我需要这个太太。
And I need my wife.
她比我更重要。
She is more important than me.
如果你是神的话，你可以让我代替她生病，让我替她死吗？
If you are God, let me be sick for her. Let me die for her.
就这样一直重复好几次，哎。我的舌头突然就卷动跟震动起来，我也不晓得为什么。
That's how I continued to speak with Jesus, and suddenly my tongue began to move involuntarily.
结果祷告结束了。
I didn't know what it was, and the prayer ended.
我回去啊。
And I went back to my seat.
怎么上面那个上来的是前几天到我家的那个传道、啊、
？And then I saw the pastor who had just visited me a while ago.
他就说，哎。今天有第一次到我们这边参加布道会的赖先生受圣灵了。我不知道什么叫圣灵，我根本没有求啊。
He announced, Mr. Lai, who is at church for the first time, has just received the Holy Spirit. But at the time, I didn't know what it meant to receive the Holy Spirit.
你们知道吗？那是星期四，是真耶稣教会嘉义教会春季布道会最后一晚，我不知道、欸、
It was a Thursday night, which also was the last gospel night at the True Jesus.
平常的星期四去那个时间，教会绝对不会开的，因为很怕东西被偷啊。
Usually on Thursday nights, the church would not be open to the public because people.
为什么我六点半去的时候，里面全部打开都灯？哦，原来他们要让长青诗班准备进去练诗，所以全部都打开都没有人，是这个原因呐、啊。
But the reason the chapel was open at 6:30 p.m. and there was no one in the chapel was because they were preparing for the service that evening.
因为有人，我就不进去了。
If I had seen people in the church, I would not have stepped in.
布道会最后一晚，我这样就莫名其妙受圣灵。我想说，大家都拍手，这个应该不是什么坏东西吧？
But it seemed to be such a coincidence. I just went in and received the Holy Spirit, and everybody applauded for me, and I thought it must be something good.
然后有个老弟兄马上来抓住我说：“你要好好珍惜啊！”
An elderly church member came to me, held my hand, and said, "You must cherish this Holy Spirit."
我说我要珍惜什么东西？圣灵啊！
I said, "What should I cherish?"
你怎么第一天来就有
？You received the Holy Spirit.
我求了二十几年才求到的耶。
I have prayed for the Holy Spirit for 20 years before I received the Holy Spirit.
我还是不知道是什么，但是我就回家了。
I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was. I just went home.
我回家了，我就跟我太太讲说，哎。我今天到教会去，他们说我得了一个什么灵，应该是好东西呀、
啊。I told my wife I went to church today, and they said I received some kind of spirit, but it must be something good.
我只是觉得说，这个可能是耶稣给我回应了，可能要给我恩典。
I figured maybe Jesus was giving me an answer and was about to give me his blessing.
所以我都劝我太太说，你要不要也求求看，搞不好。耶稣给你好处恩典啊。
So I encourage my wife, maybe you should try praying to Jesus and maybe he will bless you.
那我太太是非常温柔很安静的人，所以她也没有回答我任何一个字。
My wife is very gentle and usually very quiet, and she didn't say a word.
一直到三天之后，一天下午我们在楼上休息，她突然从卧室跑到书房来找我。
Three days later, in the afternoon, she suddenly came to look for me in my room, in my study.
她来找我说，昌毅，昌毅，我受圣灵了。
She said, "Changyi, Changyi, I received the Holy Spirit."
我说怎么可能你？你一次都还没有去教会过，你知道什么叫圣灵吗
？I said, "How is that possible? You haven't even been to church. Do you even know what Holy Spirit means?"
他就告诉我，他之后才告诉我说，他第一天听我这样讲完，默默在心里想，因为他每天还要念佛嘛。
She only told me later that when I encouraged her to pray to God, she just kept it to her heart.
他就先找佛祖商量。
She said, she would consult.With Buddha first.
他说：“佛祖，佛祖，我先生说要向耶稣祷告了啊，你同意吗？你如果让我有感动，我就不去找耶稣了。”
She said, "Buddha, Buddha, do you agree that I go and talk with Jesus? Because that's what my husband is asking me to do. If you don't agree, let me know."
那佛祖算什么？耶稣要的人，他敢挡吗？他当然不没有任何反应啊。
Of course, Buddha dare not give her any response because if Jesus wants her to pray to him,
第二天他又念几百次佛号，又找观音菩萨商量了。
And she also prayed to her other gods like Bodhisattva and to consulted with her.
我今天观音啊，如果你让我有感动，我就不会去找耶稣，我就知道了。
She said, "Bodhisattva, would you allow me to talk with Jesus? Let me know."
我要去找耶稣的菩萨哪敢挡啊？对不对
？Of course, no Bodhisattva would dare to obstruct Jesus.
所以他都觉得，哎，既然这样子的话，那第三天试试看，又不敢让我们知道，躲起来。
And then she tried it a third day, she didn't want to tell me at the time.
所以他在五岁的时候，把房间全部都锁起来，里面的门窗全部关上，放空调，跪在床前面。
What she did was she shut the room, locked the room, and turned on the air conditioning and prayed on her own.
她甚至连怎么祷告都不知道，她就跟耶稣说：“耶稣啊，耶稣，你让我先生有感应，如果可以的话，你也让我有感应，好不好？”就这样子哎。
She didn't know how to pray. She simply said, "Lord Jesus, since you let my husband feel something, please let me feel something too."
可是她是很虔诚的女性。
She was a very devout person.
当她这样祷告的时候，突然觉得那整个密闭的房间有一股很强大的热风灌进密闭的房间里面，停在她背后。
She said, as she was praying, she felt a strong, warm wind blowing into the room.
她整个觉得。背上的汗毛竖起来之后，那一股热风灌进他的背里面，他就开始全身震动，开始卷舌了。
And suddenly, this strong wind went into her body, and she started to move involuntarily and spoke in tongues.
所以他说：“这个是不是灵跑过来找我流眼泪？”我说：“听说这个要拿去给教会做鉴定啊。”
And she was moved to tears in her prayer, and she rushed to my study room and talked to me.
我也不晓得怎么一回事，说那今天晚上你。就跟我去教会一个多小时，让他们鉴定一下这是什么东西好了。
I said, "Why don't we go to church tonight and ask them to verify whether you received the Holy Spirit?"
结果我受圣灵之后三天，我太太一次都没到教会，在家里面受圣灵。
Three days after I received the Holy Spirit, my wife, who had never been to church, received the Holy Spirit at home.
又过三天，突然下午我妈妈打电话来。
Three days later, my mom called me in the afternoon.
平常那个时间，她打过来就说晚上要记得过来吃晚餐啊。
Usually, she would call us over for dinner.
那一天打过来说，哎，我今天没有准备晚餐，你们自己处理啊。
That day, she said, "However, I didn't prepare dinner tonight. Just take care of your own dinner."
我想说，这么生气干什么？没有准备就没有准备了。
I was like, "What's the big deal?"
后来你们知道是什么？因为她听到自己儿子、媳妇都受圣灵了，心里很不高兴。
Actually, she was frustrated that her son and her daughter-in-law had received the Holy Spirit first.
不是不高兴我们受圣灵，因为她求了一年多都没有圣灵啊。
She was frustrated because she had been praying for the Holy Spirit for over one year, and she did not receive the Holy Spirit yet.
儿子第一次到教会都不知道什么叫受圣灵，媳妇都没去过，在家受圣灵，她不甘愿，你知道吗
？And her son received the Holy Spirit on her first church visit, and her daughter-in-law received the Holy Spirit at home.
所以那个晚餐她不煮了，她要。后来她见证她。晚上禁食祷告，一定要求到圣灵，自己跪在客厅啊。
So she decided not to cook dinner that day. Instead, she determined to pray for the Holy Spirit that evening by herself.
要感谢主，那个晚上她在客厅受圣灵，一个礼拜之内，我们全家三个受圣灵。
And thank God that very evening in her own living room, she received the Holy Spirit. So just within that short time, all three of us received the Holy Spirit.
可是受圣灵之后， 其实 我那时候没有讲我的内心是怎么样的。
I didn't tell people at the time how I felt when I received the Holy Spirit.
我并没有这样就信这个教会或相信耶稣就是神哦。
I didn't believe in the church or that Jesus is God right away.
我受圣灵之后那一两天，我心里面就跟耶稣讲了。
After I received the Holy Spirit, I told Jesus.
我说，既然你在这里把所谓你的灵赐给我，那我相信一定有你的意思。
Since you have given me your spirit, you must have a will.
可是我不晓得这个教会是不是真正属于你的教会，讲的是不是真正你的话。
But I don't know if this church is your church and whether they preach your word.
因为 我在还没有接触基督教之前，我随便看那些电视的布道节目，我一听都觉得那个道理差很多，你们晓得吗？
But even before I was converted, when I heard the preachings by different churches, I could tell how different the denominations were.
我不晓得，我不是基督徒，我都听得出来他们的差异性，所以我也搞不清楚为什么有人信耶稣信了几十年，觉得道理都一样。So、我觉得都好不一样哦。
I couldn't understand why some Christians say all churches are the same because even as an unbeliever, I could tell how different they were.
所以我在接触教会之前，我都觉得这里面一定有很多人的意思，不然不会这么不一样，同一本圣经嘛。
So I already concluded that human will must be mixed with God's will in the church. That's why there's opinions.
我怕我现在来的这个所谓真耶稣教会也是有人的意思的教会。
And I was worried that the true Jesus Church may be an institution of man, not God.
我跟耶稣说，我现在开始，我会每天来看这一本圣经，听上面讲的。
So I told Jesus, from this day forward, I will come to this church, open my Bible, and listen to the sermon.
照着你所赐给我们的智慧，只要我看到跟我听到的有任何不一样，无法理解的，我马上转身就走。
If I see anything that's preached that's contrary to what I read in the Bible, I will get up right away and walk out.
所以我一开始是立志要走的，随时要走的。
So I was determined to leave the church anytime.
因此，从那之后，每一次聚会、每一次活动，我都来。
I started attending every service and every church activity.
然后我们嘉义教会超多活动跟聚会的哦，那是很传统的大教会。
In that local church, because it was a large congregation, we had a lot of programs and activities and services.
我们那边光长老执事加起来十几个啊。
Just ministers alone, we had more than 10 of them.
后来那些长老告诉我说，他们才告诉我，我们没有看过慕道者像你这么认真的。
Later, they told me we've never met a visitor who is so serious like you.
其实我是很认真准备要走的。
I was actually seriously ready to leave the church.
所以每次一进教会来就是怎么样？那个接待人员跟我问安，我很不礼貌，就进来了。都不想跟他们讲话。
Every time when I came to church, the ushers would greet me, and I would ignore them and continue into the chapel.
为什么？我怕跟你们有关系。
But because I didn't want to build a relationship with the church people.
我怕你们人这么好，万一我跟你们变朋友了，到时候我要走很难走啊。
Because I didn't want to start a friendship that I would have to leave behind later.
所以我后来跟我在做接待组训练的时候，你们看见那个慕道者特别凶的，要注意，以后可能当传道啊。
So when I train ushers now, I would tell them if you notice a visitor is very rude, maybe he'll be a pastor.
对，然后我这样一直查考到现在，我还变成你们的传道了，对不对
？So I continue to search for the truth in the church, and now I'm a pastor of this church.
一直可是这样子，我在查考道理还没有洗礼前的那四个月，一直到八月中旬。
But the 4 months before my baptism, about August.
我太太每半个月检查，奇怪哦，指数都高在那里，那两颗肿瘤都这样，没变大也没变小。现在想一想是神迹啊。
Every half month, I would take my wife to get the test, and the test results always came back the same. Even though the index is very high, the tumors never grew.
可是那四个多月对我来讲，就有如生不如死的生活。我只能这样讲一句了，剩下你们去体会了。
But life during those 4 months was more painful than death to me.
一天到晚在等检查，等病情变化，你们知道那种心情吗？
Because every day we would be waiting for test results and see if things would get worse.
然后，所以我现在告诉你们一个秘密，那时候我也每个礼拜都做禁食祷告。
Let me tell you a secret now. I fasted and prayed every week.
可是那个时候我都不敢让教会跟其他人知道。
At that time, and I didn't tell anybody.
因为我单纯相信主耶稣讲的，你要 禁食到刮胡子洗脸，让人家都不知道，这样子天父才会报答你。
Because Jesus said in the Bible, if you fast, don't let other people tell that you are fasting, then God will reward you.
我的禁食祷告通常是四天三夜完全滴食滴水不进的。
And I would go without any food or drink for 4 days and 3 nights at a time.
那个从难受到虚脱，到火在烧，到后来没尿没便，一直到觉得死了都没关系，常常都是那种过程啊。
So fasting was like becoming weaker and weaker, and I went through that process again and again.
因为我跟主许愿，如果你救我太太的话，我愿意献身一辈子来服侍你。可是我太太病一直没有好。
I pray to the Lord Jesus, Lord, please heal my wife. If you do, I will become your servant. But she wasn't healed.
剩下几分钟而已啊！所以有一次我在晚间聚会听到一篇讲道，我的心里面更波动、更不平衡。
During one evening service, I heard a message that disturbed me even more.
那篇讲道里面引用了雅各书的一节经文，不要翻哈，就是说你们爱既完全，就把有没有就把爱既完全就把刑罚惧怕除去，因为惧怕里面含着刑罚。
And the passage that the speaker read is that there is no fear in love. Love drives out all fear.
我一听到这个，我就觉得我到现在还常常受刑罚、啊。
But when I read that, I felt that I was constantly tormented by fear.
我怕我女儿没妈妈，我怕我失去太太，我怕我病情太太的病情恶化。
I was afraid that my daughter would be without a mom, and my wife would get worse and worse.
所以我听了很无法理解，回去半夜的时候我就睡不着觉。
After that sermon, I could not fall asleep at night.
我请半夜我太太洗完澡，我请她先睡觉，她睡在旁边那个底下比较硬的地方，她喜欢睡硬的。
That night, after my wife took a shower, I asked her to go to bed first. She liked to sleep on the harder mattress on the floor.
我睡在上面的弹簧床。
But I would sleep on the softer mattress.
我说我睡不着，我先祷告，你先睡吧，大概半夜凌晨一点啊。
I told her I like to pray first. Please go to bed first. And it was
我为了怕影响，把空调打开，把里面所有的都关得紧紧的，按到伸手不见五指。
To not disturb her, I turned off all the lights, turned on the AC, it was pitch dark in the room.
我就跪下来，轻轻祷告，跟耶稣说。
I knelt down to pray to the Lord Jesus.
是你觉得我的爱不够吗？
Do you feel that I don't have enough love?
还是我还没有洗礼，有罪，不值得你爱我？
Or I'm not worthy of your love because I still have sin.
为什么到现在我还觉得我有很惧怕，而且常常被刑罚？
Why do I still feel tormented by fear?
如果你觉得我不够资格来相信你，就告诉我，我不要浪费时间了。
If you don't feel I'm worthy to believe in you, let me know. I don't want to waste my time.
要不然你要给我证据，让我知道不是这样子的。
Otherwise, let me know otherwise.
就在我在那边祷告，大概不到十几分钟，我的眼睛没有打开，透过眼皮。
I prayed for about 10 minutes, and my eyes were closed.
然后穿过那个很厚墙壁、钢筋水泥的房子，看到天边有一颗星开始在闪烁。
But I could see through my eyelid and through the concrete wall, and was able to see the night sky with stars in the sky.
然后突然呢、啊，我眼睛没有打开，在我前面床前面出现三位。
My eyes were still closed, and suddenly I saw three figures, in front of my bed.
旁边两位跟人一样高，他们三位都是身体半透明，好像流动的玉一样，我不会形容啊。
The two figures on the left and right were like normal human height, but they were made of something that looked like liquid.
旁边那两位跟人一样高，是两只翅膀的。
And both of them looked like human beings. They had wings.
中间这一位大概有接近四公尺以上那么高，阿诺斯瓦辛格那种体格啊，还配剑的。
The one in the middle was about 4 meters tall, and he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
而且他有六
huge sword,
有六只翅膀缩起来在后面。
And, he has 6 wings that were folded behind him.
我现在在回想那个比例，可能一展开比我们会堂还大。
If he were to stretch out his wings, I'm pretty sure they would have been larger, wider than this chapel.
你知道那时候第一个想法是什么吗？
What was the first thought that came to my mind?
我的专业知识告诉我，我忧郁到开始幻视、幻听、幻觉了。
Because my professional knowledge told me that I was hearing things and seeing things because I was so depressed.
我说我完了，没想到我真的疯了。
I thought I was going crazy.
我心里面这样想，马上有一个意念进来，也不是声音，就说你不要乱想。
But then a thought entered my mind and told me, don't just think such thoughts.
你不是向我们的主耶稣基督呼求吗？
Didn't you ask the Lord Jesus for help?
他现在差我们来了。
He has sent us here.
然后他就开始像我们传道的帮我们按手一样。
Then,
我在面继续祷告，他帮我按手。
Then he laid hands on my head, just like our
ministers laid hands in the church. 我那时候不知道他什么东西。后来我才看到圣经里面以赛亚书，这个叫做撒拉佛，我不知道啊。
I didn't know who that central figure was until I read the Bible later and found out this is a seraph in the Bible.
他在帮我按手的时候，旁边那两位突然飞飞飞飞到我太太，我太太侧身已经睡得很熟了。
And then the two other figures flew over to where my wife was, who was sound asleep.
飞到那边变三位。
And then suddenly the two figures became three figures.
我太太侧身睡，一个按在她头上在祷告。
One of them lay hands on her to pray for her.
一个在她前面也低头在向主耶稣祷告。
Another pray with his head bowed before God.
另外一个好像弯下来，不晓得在弄她背后。在抚摸还是怎么样，我不太清楚。
The other figure was behind my wife, so I couldn't see what he was doing.
这个过程大概只持续两三分钟。
This lasted for about 2 to 3 minutes.
他们消失。
Then they disappeared.
然后我心里面就在想说，这什么意思？你到底是谁？我想要知道前面这个是谁呀、
啊、？I was thinking, what does this mean? Who are you?
结果又有一个意念突然就产生，也不是进来，不是声音，他说。你不用管我是谁，因为你在世的日子也不会见到我第二次，只要敬拜耶稣基督这样就好。
And then a thought came to me and said, you don't need to worry about who I am. You will not see me again. Just believe in the Lord Jesus and worship him.
然后继续一阵子，他消失了，我也累了，我都爬上床去睡了。
So this figure disappeared and then I was already tired and I went to bed.
我就一直在想。
The next day I kept thinking about what happened.
可是我不敢跟人家讲。
I didn't dare tell anybody.
这会不会是我幻想出来幻觉啊
？Maybe it's all an illusion.
一直到晚餐的时候，我忍不住了，我跟我妈妈跟我太太讲。
And I couldn't hold it in anymore. At dinner, I told it to my mom and my wife.
我特别警告我妈妈。
But I warned my mom.
我说我不知道这是什么事情，你千万特别不能跟教会任何人讲啊。
I don't know what happened, but you must not tell anybody at church.
因为我知道他们好像听到什么见证都拼命去讲，对不对？要是要不是真的，我不是疯子就是骗子呢。
Because I knew that Christians like to share their experiences, and I didn't want people to think that I was delusional.
我跟我妈，你千万不能讲，我要去确定一下怎么确定。
So I told her not to tell anybody. I wanted to verify for myself.
十天前才做检查，指数跟肿瘤还在那里。我说我明天会带她再去找认识的医师再做检查。
10 days ago, my wife just had a test done, but I said, tomorrow, I will bring her to get another test done.
十天能有什么变化？
What could have possibly changed in 10 days?
我再带去那个医师也很奇怪啊，好吧，你就自费吧，也是带进去，不要做那些有放射性的，做超音波吧。
The doctor suggested, instead of using some radioactive tests, we should do an ultrasound.
我在外面啊，平常五分钟就出来了。
Usually the test would only last for 5 minutes.
五分钟没出来，我就很紧张啊，是不是病情有变化
？I was waiting outside, and it went past 5 minutes. I started to worry. Maybe something's wrong.
七分钟还没出来，我更紧张。
Then 7 minutes passed. I started to panic.
快九分钟，他出来了。我第一句问我太太说：“啊，是怎么样？有不好的消息吗？”
Nine minutes.
我很怕。
Nine minutes later, she came out. I was very worried. What happened?
她说不知道哎，等一下医师会跟我们做解释。
She said, I don't know. The doctor will explain it to us.
等一下叫我们进去，他把那个电脑片子就放出来，要跟我们解释嘛。
The doctor called us in, showed us the image, and explained it to us.
那个医师开始有点自言自语啊。
I noticed the doctor was talking to himself.
他就指着片子，这里本来应该这样子，可是合并也会。放大找也找不到，也没缩小。这边讲，我说怎么一回事
？He pointed at the ultrasound and kept mumbling to himself. This is supposed to be here, but I don't see it.
他说十天前那一颗3.2公分的怎么不见了？都找不到了。
I said, Doctor, what's happening? He said, I can't find the tumors anymore.
他还在自言自语，我说够了，我知道什么事情。
While he was still talking to himself, I said, That's enough. I know what happened.
他说什么事情？我说我现在不告诉你，以后再讲。
He said, "What happened?" I said, "I'm not going to tell you now. Maybe later."
一出去之后，我就跟我太太讲说。
After we left, I told my wife.
那准备好，我时间到了就要现身。
Please be ready, because when it's time, then I will have to be a pastor.
可是这件事情之后，经过一个多月，我跟我太太跟我女儿才洗礼。
And 一个多月。
对,
After about a month and a half, my wife, my daughter and I decided to be baptized.
然后又经过三年半以后我才献身。
And three and a half years, I dedicated myself to be a full-time pastor.
然后这件事情都没有经过一次，六年以后我太太又生了一个，就是我现在的小儿子。
And 6 years later, my wife gave birth to our son.
就是这样子，超过时间了
哦。Sorry, I went over my time.
愿一切的荣耀归给主。
And may all the glory be unto our Lord Jesus.
这是一个痛苦的过程，但是我尽量轻松表达。
This was a painful process, even though my presentation was a bit casual, but this is the grace of God.
这就是我蒙恩跟献身的见证啊。
So this is the grace of God in my life, as well as how, why I became a pastor.
接下来时间交给传道。
I'd like to give my time to Pastor Liang.